Many were anticipating a close election and a complicated count on election night, but that isn't how it's played out. Anthony Albanese will remain the Prime Minister of Australia.
Serving as your Prime Minister is the greatest honour of my life. And it is with a deep sense of humility and a profound sense of responsibility that the first thing that I do tonight is to say thank you to the people of Australia for the chance to continue to serve the best nation on earth.
Labor has won the 2025 federal election with big swings against the coalition across the country. Flanked by his wife Kiralee and three children, Harry, Tom and Rebecca, opposition leader Peter Dutton conceded defeat.
We didn't do well enough during this campaign. That much is obvious tonight, and I accept full responsibility for that. Earlier on, I called the Prime Minister to congratulate him on his success tonight. It's an historic occasion for the Labor Party, and we recognise that.
Peter Dutton has lost his seat of Dixon to Labor's Ailey France, which he held on a margin of just 1.7%. Accent research principal Sean Ratcliffe says the opposition leader's obligations to campaign across the country may have impacted his personal vote.
We're seeing big swings against the coalition across most suburban seats, and Dixon is one casualty in that wave that we're seeing, and when you've also got an incumbent MP that can't campaign in his own seat very much, that puts him in a difficult position.
Peter Dutton isn't the only party leader who could lose their seat this election. Greens leader Adam Bandt's seat of Melbourne is too close to call. Mr Ratcliffe says there could be mixed results for the minor party.
So it looks like the Greens are holding on to the seat of Ryan, which is an electorate in the western suburbs of Brisbane, which they won at the last election. However, the other seats they currently hold are looking less certain. So Griffith almost certainly looks like it's been lost to Labor. Brisbane is still in the mix, but it does look like they could lose that to Labor as well. And the seat of Greens leader Adam Bandt in Melbourne also is on a knife edge at the moment, at the most recent count we've seen. But in return, it looks like they could potentially win the seat of Wills, which is in the inner northern suburbs of Melbourne, and also the seat of Richmond, which is on the north coast of New South Wales.
There will still be a sizeable crossbench in the parliament. Labor will govern in its own right, but most independents are expected to hold their seats. The coalition will also have to rebuild, although it's unclear who in the party will be around to do that. Anthony Albanese's mind will now turn to his lofty second-term agenda, but economists have warned that the big spend on election sweeteners could undermine the Prime Minister's long-term vision for the country. Rania Yallop, SBS News.